It's episode 105, and we've got plugins for hover tooltips, reader level ratings, scavenger hunts, and our special guest, Dustin Hartzler from Your Website Engineer. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled show. And we've got a few new tidbits and some ways this thing's going to go now. And first off the top, this show is supported by CMS Commander. If you need a way to manage multiple installs of WordPress across multiple servers, this is the plugin manager tool for you. It allows you to manage multiple sites, has one-click updates of all those sites, including backups. You can check it all out at wppluginsa-z.com/CMS command. And I am your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be here with everybody.
And we've got just a couple of quick tips off the top. And as mentioned, we do have a special guest, and we'll be introducing him here in shortly. You can get all the show notes for the show at wppluginsa-z.com, where you can get the latest show notes and tips and everything we discuss. And tell them about where they can go ahead and review us at there, Marcus.
Well, we are available for review on iTunes. Boy, we got to catch Dustin as far as his podcast goes. We're a couple notches behind him. But we would appreciate everyone who listens to the show and aggregates it through iTunes to head on over to our page on iTunes and give us a favorable review if you like the show. And if you get something out of each episode, we would just appreciate 5 minutes of your time to let us know what you think of the show on iTunes. It helps the ratings, helps our rankings within WordPress searches in the podcast repository at iTunes. And it just makes us feel good and pumped up to do the show. So we would appreciate that.
And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button down in the corner. That's a great way to show your support for us. So we've got also, it is time to give ourselves a little bit of self-promotion. And instead of talking mine one out, I've got a new way of doing it. So let's run the new commercial. Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca. Or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time. There we go. And it's your turn, Marcus.
All right. Well, I am available for consulting calls. You can go to marcuscouch.com/call. And that's run through the Clarity.fm platform. It's a really great way to go ahead and book some time with me, whether you want to talk about podcasting, SEO, internet marketing, WordPress. I'm available for all of that. So just head on over to marcuscouch.com/call.
Wow, that's a great way to get a hold of it. So give me a little feedback on what y'all think about the commercial or how we're changing up. We'd greatly appreciate it. So I've also got a little other tidbit. Of course, I have another podcast, the WordPress Medic podcast, which can be found over at wpmedic.ca. And now I'm just going to run the little promo piece for that.
Save yourself hours of time and frustration troubleshooting a problem with your WordPress install. Listen to the WordPress Medic podcast and get expert advice to solve the most common and troublesome problems you'll face in WordPress. The WordPress Medic podcast. Find it at wpmedic.ca today.
Oops, I used the same music twice. I'll have to look into that. So, okay.
Sticking with a winner.
I like the music. It was good. So anyway, a couple other quick notes from me. Social media camp happening in Victoria, biggest social media camp in Western Canada. If you happen to be looking for a nice place for a spring vacation, come visit us. You no longer need to support me there. I'm no longer guest blogging, but I'm still supporting them, and I encourage folks to get over there and see that. And WordCamp 2013 in Victoria happened just over a week ago, and I want to tell folks it was a great success, and thank you to everyone who came out to it and all the support we got for it. I met a lot of great people there, a lot of great WordPress experts, who several of them are going to be on the WordPress Medic show that's coming up in the future. I've already got a couple of their interviews in the can and more to come. And you can check out my presentation from WordCamp. Just go to wpmedic.ca/wordcamp, and you can check out my presentation there. I've got it recorded as a special episode. All right.
Awesome. You know, you should submit that to WordPress TV as well, John.
I should, but that's another layer of work I've got to get done.
That's true.
I don't have enough hours in the day as it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
If I didn't have children, I'd probably have the time. My problem is two kids. Half my time's at home, the other half is at work. All right, so today we have with us special guest Dustin Hartzler from Your Website Engineer, who will be sharing with us two of his favorite plugins. Dustin, he has a great podcast with the same name and is a specialist in helping people develop better WordPress websites. So when you're done looking over our stuff today, you can check him out at Your Website Engineer. And welcome to the show, Dustin.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm very pleased to be here with you today.
And we're pleased to have you, and pleased that you can take time out of your day to join us on our show and share some of your tips with our listeners.
And I can't believe it's been 100 and some episodes and I haven't been on already. I mean, we've got some of the two highest rated WordPress podcasts out there, and we've really never been on each other's show yet. I don't know why.
Well, because we've crossed paths, because I've had a couple of your guests on our shows and on my other shows, but we just sort of crossed paths. What's funny is we started our shows almost within weeks of each other.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the reason I started mine was the same reason you started yours originally, was there wasn't nothing left in iTunes for WordPress at the time.
Yeah, so. And Dustin, I have been on your show once. I left you a 3-minute clip about SEO that a listener had a question on once.
Yep, I definitely remember that, but we haven't actually had you on the show, like, dialogue back and forth.
No, we should plan on that.
Yes,
definitely.
Yep.
All right, so we've got one piece of listener feedback today. We've got a question from Paul in New Orleans. So take it away, Paul.
Hi guys, this is Paul Houlihan in Ireland. Been listening to the show for about 6 months now and I love it. I'm using quite a few plugins now that you've reviewed on the show, so it's absolutely great. By the way, John, I'm in your camp. The show will always be A to Z for me. Sorry, Marcus. So my problem is I have a client that is using WordPress, but they want a feature so that they can make changes to live pages, but not have to take the page down while it's in draft or pending view. So for example, before they push new changes to their pricing page live, they would like their legal department to look over it, and meanwhile leaving the existing page live. Is there a plugin available that would help with this? Hopefully. Cheers, and all the best with the next 100 episodes, Paul.
All right. Well, thanks, Paul. We appreciate it. And you definitely sound either British or European in some way, so greatly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So you got an answer for that one there? I don't at the moment.
Yeah, Paul basically has a question on creating different versions of the same post or page with new revisions being held for review so that other departments within their company, like legal and other matters, can give approval on the new version. But while he's waiting for approval, he actually has the old version still live on the site. So there is a plugin that exists that will fix this problem for you. It's called Post Revision Workflow. And it basically gives you a bunch of different options as far as how you can change around the workflow. So it lets you, if somebody revises a particular post, it will save the revision version as a draft, and then you can actually have it email whomever is the editor of the blog or the WordPress installation, and then it lets them know that there's something in the queue for moderation. So this is a perfect solution for you. It is called Post Revision Workflow. And try it out, install it, and if it does the trick for you, please give us a buzz back and let us know if it did the trick for you.
Any input there, Dustin?
Nope, I was just looking, and I think that Post Revision Workflow will be the perfect solution. I've never encountered anything like this, and so I think what Marcus says is the answer.
Excellent. All right, well, there you go, Paul. So thanks a lot, and get back to us and let us know what you find. And we have one little piece of news that came across my plate this last week, and it's about SpeakPipe. Now, SpeakPipe, we keep encouraging folks to come to our site, leave a SpeakPipe for us. Fantastic program, highly recommend it. Get out there and use it. It's still in beta, but it's about to come out of beta, folks. So I imagine when it comes out of beta, they're going to add a little bit to it. So give it a check. Right now you can use it for free, and afterwards they'll have some tiered level pricing on it, which from what I see is very affordable and will be very usable for folks. And that's
it. We use SpeakPipe a ton, and it's definitely, you can see it's added a completely new dynamic to the show since we started using it. So imagine all of you out there with WordPress installations, what it might do for you if you had some sort of a vocal audio feedback loop within your website. So check it out, speakpipe.com.
All right, and that's all we got. So anything else from you, Marcus?
No, man. I'm ready to dig in and sit around the table here with you and Dustin and dive into some plugins.
Let's get to the fun then.
Let's do it.
All right. I've got a couple of plugins off the top that are pretty much one and the same plugin, but the reason I'm wrapping them together is last week I had a question from someone on Twitter who was looking for a plugin to pop up tooltips, but they didn't just want to pop up a link with a tip info. They wanted to be able to have it pop up external content such as YouTube videos or web pages or other pieces in it. So I started digging around to see what I could find. And the first one I discovered was one called Hover. And while looking at the plugin, it showed external content. And while it may do the job, it had some seriously convoluted settings, and it would take a while to get it functioning correctly. I didn't have the time to go into it. If you're very technically minded, have lots of time, give this one a try. But at my current rate, when I gave it a shot with how much work was involved, I dropped it to a 2 Dragon rating, just damn near the bottom. But right behind that one, I had another one called Link Peek. There we go. Wow. It's actually a pretty decent one. I found it does a pretty nice job. It uses short links for showing a peek at the link. You can edit it. You got to edit some code into the PHP file. You have to get in an API key. It uses a third-party service to present the links. So basically what happens, you set the links up, the external content up on the third party service, and then you bring it into your site and it pops it up on your site. Again, not what I was looking for. It was very easy to use, easy to set up. I would have given it a 4 Dragon rating, but due to the third party service, I had to drop it to 3 because you needed to add that extra level of work.
Yeah, always 1 point away for that. Yeah, that extra third party.
Those are the first two I've got in there.
All right. Well, I have a really fun plugin that just came out a couple days ago. I've tried it. It's pretty cool, and I'm really looking to see what happens in future revisions. This one is called WordPress Quest, and it basically allows you to add small little quests to your site. So you grant users points and certain achievements, and they unlock badges and such. Huh. Let's say you want them to go to a specific page like 3 or 4 times, or, you know, you set the number. It can be done. If you need them to review or read 4 different pages on your website, and then once they get through all 4, they can unlock that particular functionality, whether that be a pop-up that gives them a link to specific downloads or perhaps forms, things like that, bonus content, whatever you want to do. This is a pretty cool way to do it. So it's still in its early infancy stages, and there's really only 30 people that have downloaded it thus far. But I've already reached out to the developer of the plugin and given him a few suggestions, like including a gateway for perhaps a Facebook-like or Twitter, you know, retweets and things like that. So he responded pretty favorably. So I really look for this one to develop into something really nice. And I know there's probably applications for it that I haven't even thought of yet. So all in all, I thought this was pretty good, but because of the fact that it's relatively new and little functionality as far as those back-end pieces that I was looking for, I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
That's interesting. The things you could actually use this for driving people to deeper and deeper places in your site.
Right, right.
I kind of like that one. All right, what have you got for us, Dustin?
Well, I've got one that comes up a lot. I get a question probably once a month. What do you use to create a membership site? And I didn't have my own personal membership site. And so I never knew what to say. Like, oh, well, you can use S2 Member. You can use Wishlist. You know, I didn't really know much about them. Like, go ahead, try them. Like, that was kind of my suggestion. I felt horrible because I wanted to give the best resource that I could find. And I recently wanted to start my own membership site, and I started with Wishlist. And first off, like Wishlist, I loaded it, and then it broke my iTunes feed, which like deleted all my shows out of iTunes. It was a big hassle, and I couldn't figure out what the problem was. Here it was Wishlist. Wishlist is, in my opinion, kind of bloated. It's got a lot of stuff in it that you don't really need if you're just doing a small membership site. So I came upon this one. It's called Restrict Content Pro. And it is a premium plugin. You can find it at Code Canyon, and I can provide a link so you can have that in the show notes. But that is basically, it's a $30 plugin, and that's all it does. All the features are it restricts content, and then you can set different levels of subscriber levels. So you can go in and you can say like, oh, I want to have a free membership, I want to have a premium and a basic and a gold and a platinum and an ultra elite or whatever it is. And then you can go in on a page by page basis and go in and say, okay, this is going to be this high of a level. So anybody that has this level or higher will be able to access this content. But any person that tries to log in and look at it that has a lower credentials, they won't be able to get in. So it's kind of a basic thing, and it hooks right in with PayPal, and there's a couple other extensions that you can add to that plugin as well to do like Stripe and a few different things to get PayPal or to get payments in. But for the most part, this is a straight line. It doesn't add, only adds like 3 or 4 lines or 3 or 4 tables in the WordPress database, and unlike Wishlist, which is like 32 tables and different things. And so it's just a really kind of a neat compact plugin. Plus, I know the developer, a great guy, and he's really knowledgeable and really smart. So I've given it a try, and it's definitely worth the $30 investment.
Yeah, I saw it. They also have a free version that they give away too. They have a free version.
They have
so you
all
can
kinds
test
of
it.
Features, which is really pretty cool.
So, Dustin, does this restrict whole pages, or does it restrict specific content within a particular post or page?
It can do both. It's really pretty cool. You can say, I want to restrict all this content for this page. And then there's an area where you can go in and you can say, okay, if somebody gets to a page without the right credentials, they're not logged in or they don't have that access, you can set up exactly what you want it to say. So just kind of a standard default type thing. But then there's also a way that you can do like quote unquote teaser content. And so there's a short code. I think it's I forget what it is, but say it's is member in or isn't member or whatever it is. You know, you can put that at the top of your page to give a little bit of a teaser, like, hey, here's all the information, but you're not a member, so then display this, you know, please log in or sign up or things like that. So you have some flexibility on what you can do on a page by page basis, which is really pretty cool too.
Does it do much like what we would see in a lot of newspapers that have that kind of pay gateway to the rest of the content? Does it say anything within the content of, hey, you're not seeing the entire article? Anything like that?
I think so. I think it's tagged on too. Like if you use the more tag, I think you can do that and you can set it up so when you hit the more button, then they go and click on that and then it says the rest of this is premium, or you please sign in for the premium part of the article.
Nice. Great. So out of five, how much? What rating would you give this one?
100. No, I would give it a five. Like, I honestly spent probably 2 weeks trying to figure out what I was going to use for my membership site, and this hands down was the best. I also tried Digital Access Pass. I think they call it DAP. That isn't specific WordPress, but it runs off a database and whatnot. And that one you couldn't use for custom post types, where all my premium content is in a custom post type, and I couldn't restrict custom post types with the DAP with their system. So that was $130 that I immediately got back because it didn't work exactly how I thought. So I've tried a handful of them, and this is the best one that I've found. And it's cheap, it works well, and there's no extra bloat to it. And it just does what it says. It restricts your content to premium users.
Nice.
Awesome.
So I don't know if five's not allowed, but
oh,
I
no,
think
five,
it's a
five is what's allowed. There you go.
No, it is.
You got the dragon.
Yeah, good.
Nice.
All right, John, which one do you have
into.
Next?
All right, so in my quest for WordPress tooltips, I had to continue on, and I had to really find a good one. But what was surprising, the fellow who had asked me for info, I guess he was doing his own research, and he fired me back one that he had discovered. So I thought, okay, well, I better go check this out and see if it works. And it's called WordPress Tooltips, and it's a very nice plugin. It's a freemium plugin. It offers both free versions and pro versions. And this one here, when I fired it up, I started with the free version. I realized it didn't quite have everything I wanted it to do, but it would still work. So I ended up upgrading almost right away to the pro version. Very affordable pro version, $27 for a developer's license. If you only want it for a single website, $9. But what it does is it gives you the abilities to not only bring in external content such as YouTube, HTML, web pages, you can pop up your forms for sign up to AWeber or any other email service. You can bring any content I wanted to put in there, went in, no problem. But you can adjust the trigger so that it can trigger and pop it up when they mouse over. It can have a delay. It can only pop up when they click on it. It allowed you to also set this up. It sets up how it does is you set up the content you want and you link it to keywords in your site. So you can have it pop up on every or link up on every certain keyword in your site. Like if you have something that says sign up for newsletter, those three keywords, you can have it always pop up the email sign up whenever someone mouses over that.
Nice. You know,
this was a fantastic plugin for popping up tooltips to pop up anything and everything you wanted to do. And the more I dug into it, the more I realized, yeah, I've got to get this fully installed on my site in multiple areas and start setting up the links because I can pop up a video when I need a video to pop up. I can pop up a sign-up form, anything I want, and have it done automatically. So all in all, this plugin here hit the top tier. I mean, there wasn't nothing that it didn't really do for me, and it was very smooth and functional. The free version, great. Pro version, well worth the money. So five dragons on it.
Man, you guys are going to cost me like $100 today.
I'm going to have to
buy this one because it's exactly... Look... when I see plugins like this, my reaction to it is these are the kinds of things that for $9 of an investment on a single site, imagine how much you can dazzle your clients if you have client work.
Oh, yeah.
To where they can just click over something, you know, hover over something, show videos, tutorials, even the lead forms, as John mentioned. So this is one of these things, people, that you guys can cash in on if you so choose as far as your design work. I would definitely recommend this. I'm looking at some of the demos of this, and this looks awesome. So,
yeah, it's
thanks, John. You just cost me another $30.
Well, you know, we gotta help keep the support of those good developers out there. We need more of those good developers.
Well, I have a tool that's pretty awesome. It's actually called Better Writing. And it's only about 4 or 5 days old, and it's only got 154 downloads so far. But, you know, I'm constantly striving to create better content for my websites and for my clients' sites all the time. And sometimes when you create an article, you just want to, you know, gauge it. Does this sound right? Does this even, you know, make sense? Or is it legible to the point where I'm not dumbing it down too much? And this basically gives you a graph as far as, you know, the reading ease. There's a bunch of different indexes like smog index, gunning fog index. I don't know what they all mean, but I know that the more technical I got in my content, the graph went up. So it's kind of a real-time quality score, I guess you could say, for the body text in your content.
Nice.
And it's really, you know, pretty fun to start writing again and watch the graph go up the further and further that you get into it. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I wish it kind of was a little simpler and didn't have all these crazy technical terms as far as some of these indexes that it searches, but it was really a pretty cool plugin to put on the site and to watch. So 4 out of 5 from me.
Very
now,
nice.
Can you customize that any? I'm looking at it on the WordPress repository, and it looks mm-hmm. like when you have it expanded, it shows you your score. But then mm-hmm. can you pick to only show a couple of the stats, or does it show
yes.
all 10 of those
yeah.
stats?
You can. I didn't see, like, there you can only deselect specific indexes. But there's like, I wish this tied into SEO as well. That would be great if you could do keyword density and things like that. Maybe they'll add on to this, and maybe I should probably reach out to the author on that one. But it was sort of limited in what you could turn on and turn off.
Okay. Hmm.
It does look like it offers some great stuff for expansion, though. But I think if you're looking at SEO, maybe you could tie it together with WordPress SEO, which gives you that density score.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, so what have you got next for us, Dustin?
All right, now, Marcus, this one won't cost you any money, but it will save oh, good. You tons of time. Well, I say tons of time. This is one that I found, and I realized when I was at a WordCamp that somebody had one of this plugin installed on their website. I was like, dude, that is the coolest thing ever. But how many of us have gone out and installed a premium theme or just some sort of theme that comes with the dummy content? You go in, you add some dummy content so you can see what the pages look like, and it adds like a bajillion menus. So it goes and it'll put like, you know, it'll have the home and then it'll have about and then like 13 submenus, and then they'll have submenus from the submenus. And it's just a royal pain to get rid of those. If you ever tried to do that within WordPress, you have to go to the menus area, then you have to click the drop down, the little arrow to expand it, then you have to hit delete, and then you have to do the next one. And if you got 100 extra menus in there, it's a complete pain. So my plugin that helps eliminate the headache of using this is called Simple Menu Delete. And you can find that by searching in the WordPress repository. But what it does is it basically puts a little remove button right there beside the drop-down arrow. So all you have to do is click on it. So you just click, 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 and they're all gone. I use this a lot when developing a site or we're starting with that dummy content. And then once you kind of have your menu set, you can go ahead and remove the plugin. There's no need to actually keep it. But it is just an easy way to get rid of those menu items that you don't need very quickly. It would be kind of cool if the menu area worked equally well like the widget area does, and you just pick up the menu and drag it off. But that doesn't work at all. So this is my next best solution. Simple Menu Delete.
Yeah. What rating would you give that one?
I would give that a 4. It doesn't have, you know, it has one specific function, and but it does it well.
Yes. Well, when you mentioned that you were gonna send that one over, I went and looked it up, and I ended up installing it on a couple of sites. It's like, oh my God, where's this been?
Right. Why is this not built into WordPress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ask myself that question every day looking through the repository. Why isn't this stock, you know? But yeah, that's definitely something that I've just favorited on the repository, and that's going to make its way into a lot of my different sites. So good one. Very nice.
All right, so that rounds up our selection of plugins this episode. And, where do we go? Want to chat just a couple minutes before we wrap it up here, guys?
Sure. Absolutely. Let's gab. Let's hit the round table. Dustin, you know, I got to say, it's one of these things, and I've been podcasting for close to 8 years now, but I've never had such close ties and relationships and sharing audience as we have with your sites and your productions and Dave Jackson and what he does and this show. And it's great to see that WordPress has kind of made us all partners in this game rather than fierce competitors in podcasting.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all about sharing. And, you know, the little phrase, sharing is caring, you know, like, that's really pretty true. Like, I've not met one single WordPress person or podcaster that's like, I know all the answers. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not helping you in any way. No, we're all about, you know, just spreading the good news of WordPress. I mean, that's the big thing. WordPress is, you know, built by the people, and we're just trying to give the information away as freely as we can. So I don't see any other podcast or any other WordPress developer or any other, you know, people that are doing the same things as competitors. We are equally, there's plenty of people out there in the world that need to hear this information. So we just help each other tackle it and help each other spread the word.
Most definitely. And yeah, I get fantastic response from developers all the time. And even though technically we might be competitors in similar fields, we're not. Everyone has their specialties. Everyone offers up bits of information that someone else doesn't have. And the WordPress community in particular, just like, WordPress wouldn't work if it wasn't for the way the community shared.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be dominating the web either if it wasn't for the way the community
works. And just go to a WordCamp event and sit there and ask a question in one of the sessions. Just raise your hand and ask a question. And I guarantee you, you'll have at least three people trying to tell you how they do it. Whether that's right, wrong, or different, whichever way is best, it doesn't matter. You have that many people that are willing to just say, hey, this is what I do. Here's how I can help. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
And if you've never been to a WordCamp, I highly recommend it. And they happen everywhere. And they are just lots of fun. I've been going to the one, I've been part of the one here in Victoria since it started 5 years ago. And this is our fifth year, and it was one of our largest ones ever.
Well, Dustin, for those who are listening to the show who may not have heard of your show, can you give us just a basic rundown of your website engineer and where they can find it and what motivates you and what may be to come on the show?
Oh, yeah, totally. I've got all that stuff all the time. My name is Dustin Hartzler, and you can find me at yourwebsiteengineer.com. And I do a podcast. It's just about a 20 to 30 minute episode every week, comes out on Wednesday mornings in time for your morning commute. But it's just basically giving you information about what's going on in the WordPress world, some feedback from people, you know, answering questions, live questions or pre-recorded questions. I try to share different tools and techniques, whether it be related to WordPress or building a website or seeing how fast your website runs or anything along those lines. And then I normally spend about 10 or 15 minutes on a subject, some sort of subject that just we can really dive into, and it's very small, and it's just a great time to just share more information. And I get so many people say, hey, you know, like, the main subject wasn't, you know, I knew everything that you said, but I got something out of this little technique that you said right at the beginning of the show. That's going to save me hours. And I mean, that's what it's all about. I do website development on the side, or that's my full-time job, but I'm reaching out, I'm doing some more training, I'm releasing more products, I'm doing more. I really want to help anyone, any WordPress enthusiast, whether they are building sites for clients, whether they're building plugins, while they're just tinkering with a blog, like, that's kind of my focus. I just want to just help and just give information away. Like I said, the community is the biggest thing, and I'm not trying to push to sell anything. You know, it's just like, hey, I found this is a great service. Go ahead and use it yourself if you find it's something that's going to work for you. So a lot of just different topics. I started the show back in 2010, and every week I was like, there's no way I can have this many different topics to talk about. And it's been 112 episodes, and I've got something new every week, and I'm always excited to share.
Oh, yeah. It's actually never ending.
Yeah. And you know, I know I know Dustin's show is on your subscription list. I don't miss it when it comes out. That's one of my favorites through Stitcher.
I've actually been subscribed to a show.
You're doing
since
a great job, Dustin. I mean, really, it's a great show, perfect resource for people on the go that just want to get a quick, you know, tip and save a little time on your site. And, you know, it's commendable. You're doing a great job.
Well, thanks, and I hope it's encouraging and inspiring as well, because, you know, so many times there's so many of us that work from home and we just don't have that interaction with people on a daily basis. I know that I don't. I never leave my house, but, you know, I just hope that with my enthusiasm and whatnot on the show, that just kind of inspire people to take action and build some awesome websites out there. There's so many horrible websites that I just get frustrated on, and I wish everyone could be as awesome as us and build great looking sites for their business or their clients.
Oh, no, most definitely. But yeah, your show has actually been quite useful. I've been subscribed to it since somewhere around episode 40 or so. And I've actually stolen a few of your ideas.
Hey, put them to work. No, that's not allowed. Reuse some of your ideas. Let's put it that way.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. But yeah.
No, it's all good. Whatever.
Cool. So, Dustin, where can people get a hold of you, contact you, follow you, all that kind of stuff?
The easiest way, yourwebsiteengineer.com. I'm on Twitter at Dustin Hartzler, but all my social media and stuff is all on yourwebsiteengineer.com. If you have a question specific to WordPress that's not plugin related, go ahead. You can send those. You can send me an email. You can send audio feedback, whatever. You know, I'm there, and I don't miss an email. I answer every single one, even if it takes me hours to figure out the answer. I'm just all about trying to help and just give away so much information that that's what I'm up to.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up our show today. And a couple of reminders. Don't forget, jump over to iTunes. Give us a good rating. We'd greatly appreciate it. Head over to blueberry.com, VOA, or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, which is becoming more and more common, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. John, where can they contact you?
Well, I want more little tidbit coming up in future episodes. In future episodes, I've lined up even more guests for us to come in here and share their plugins. So
no, say you've got Matt Mullenweg.
No,
say
not
it.
Yet,
come
man.
On, John.
And he's on the list, and hopefully one day he'll answer the email. You know, we'll try him. But I've got other guests. I met some really great WordPress professionals at WordCamp Victoria, and they've agreed to come on the show, and I will be arranging that over the next few weeks.
Right.
So contacting me, you can get me on my website, johnoverall.com, or emergency WordPress support, wppro.ca/emergency. Email me at john@wppro.ca. And in case you missed it in the little commercial, I have myself a new phone number. It seems I'm located now in North Hollywood. Just kidding. All right. But that's where my phone number's at. You can call me, and my number there is 818-850-7729. If you don't get directly to me, you can leave me a message that will be recorded. I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com, which now I'm thinking about putting a little Quest in there since I've got a Quest plugin. Twitter is at marcuscouch, and consulting calls, just head on over to marcuscouch.com/call.
And that's it. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.